Max Painter with MX Electric with me this morning. Max, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Jim.
And fighting off a bit of a cold. Everybody's getting one, it seems like.
Yep. It's a just lot of going people around. Got it, and I managed to find it.
We're going to talk today a bit about last time we were in, we talked about we're getting into winter. Maybe people are, kind of stuck in their house a little bit, maybe doing some remodels, stuff like that. Might need to have some new wiring done or anything like that. And just some questions that people should have when they're looking at an electrician, to come in and do work on their house. I guess one of the big things is it's not required, but it's always a good idea to make sure that your electrician is a licensed electrician to make sure everything is being done to code. That's probably the biggest concern that a homeowner or anybody would have.
I would just, in Urbana, they require a license, and a lot of surrounding cities require a license. Champaign actually does not require a license, but there's still an inspector, and he is going to look over whatever job is done. So anytime you can get a person who knows exactly what they're doing and knows what the inspector wants to see and can follow all those codes, you're much better off than knowing what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as far as an inspector goes, is that, say I am at my house putting a new light in my kitchen for whatever reason, do I need an inspector out for that? I guess where does an inspector get involved?
I would say anytime you have a question, I would always call the city building and ask for the electrical inspector and get that question answered by him, because mm-hmm. there is a line where, if you're just replacing a light, you don't need an inspector,
sure,
or whatever. And depending on how many things you're changing, you may not need him to come in. But I've seen too many times where a homeowner doesn't think he needs an inspection, and then somebody finds out about something, and then the inspector gets involved, and drywall's been tore down and put back up, and then it becomes a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I would say anytime you are doing a project that you think might require an inspection, just call the inspector. He'll be upfront and honest with you. If you need one, great, and if you don't, then have it.
Sure. And speaking of, remodeling, what's the difference between kind of remodel and new construction? I mean, are some electricians maybe more specialized in one area than another?
I would say, not to toot our own horn, I believe we're very specialized in remodels versus new construction. Not to say we're not very versed in new construction. Mm-hmm. That's very easy for us. The remodels are a little bit tougher, fishing wires through existing walls and finding pathways, and our company is very good about finding that the easiest pathway to get from point A to point B without very much destruction. Mm-hmm. So, but some cases, there's just no way around it. But we're never going to ask you to tear down a complete ceiling or anything like that. What we tend to do is if we need to get a wire in where walls are up, we'll use a little 4-inch hole saw and cut a hole, and then we'll save that plug, and then a guy can come in behind us and plug that hole up and make it look like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways that we've got to get around and make things easier. But we've just done it so many times that we kind of know the easiest path from to get the job done.
Talking with Max Painter with MX Electric today, just some things to ask an electrician or consider if you do have a remodel going on or new construction, anything like that, if you're going to ever need the services of an electrician. We hear, some contractors, whether electrician, roofing, anything, they're bonded and insured. How does that work for an electrician?
Bonding, I don't think, is a big deal, except for more on government projects.
Mm-hmm.
So bonding is not a big deal for us, but insured is definitely something you want to be insured. We've been in business for 16 years, and we've had to use it once, maybe twice, and it's not a fun thing, but accidents happen, and we just want you to know that if something does happen, you're covered. You have no worries that the insurance company steps in. It definitely doesn't cost you a dime, and we want you to be the happiest you can be. So if an accident was to happen, you're covered.
And what does the insurance cover? Because I know, say, if you're coming in to do a job for somebody, you're buying those fixtures probably if they haven't already. What does the insurance cover?
I think, it'll cover anything that we screw up,
okay,
basically. And we did, I will tell you, the latest incident we had was a confusion on wiring up a RV, and the guy wanted a plug for his RV, and we were under the understanding it was 250 volts and 50 amps. And then when we got there, that cord wasn't going to reach, and he said, I'm going to go with the 30-amp one. Well, I thought it was still 250 volts, and that's what I told my guys to hook up, and it was actually single phase, and it fried almost everything in his RV. Mm-hmm. And but that customer was super easy to work with, and he took it to his dealer, and they fixed everything up, and our insurance company paid everything, and he got a lot of new components. But, I mean, we would have rather just hooked it up correctly the first time, but sure. It was just misunderstanding on our part and with the customer, but everything turned out great, and he's a satisfied customer.
That kind of leads me to my next one, making sure everybody's on the same page. You go in and do an estimate for somebody. What does that estimate, I mean, do you say, you know, everything all the way down to labor, parts, you know, everything that's needed on that estimate? Should you be making sure everything's accounted for?
We do. I mean, a lot of times we've seen it so many times, I know exactly what we're getting into. And sometimes I'll assume that they know what's included and they don't know that it's included. Mm-hmm. or not included. So we try to really specify and spell out exactly what's included and what's not included. And if you have any questions, call in and we can change the wording or whatever, but we want you to know exactly what you're getting with your estimate.
Max Painter with MX Electric today. Just some things to think about as you need any electrical work done, whether it's, you know, now or later in the future. Maybe you're building a house, something like that. If anybody wants to get in contact with you, Max, or your company, and you know, just have them come out, take a look around, and see what may need done. Maybe get an estimate. How do we go about getting in contact?
You need to call Nikita at 217-359-7293. Or you can email us at office@mxelectric.net.
Office@mxelectric.net. Max, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.